welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am. You chose to be with me on this April 15th day, 2018, and we're going to talk about the lie. Okay, lying. Something we've all done. We're going to talk a little bit about it, what it's all about, and that whole thing. And before we get started with no lying at all, I want to thank my sponsors who make all this possible. They make our radio program possible. They make it possible for me to make television programs and to air them. And without your support, all of this would not be available. None of this. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart for their kindness. Now, here's the deal. Will you help us? Will you help my sponsors and myself sustain our radio program, our TV programs, by becoming a sponsor? It's really a very simple thing. It's a very loving thing to do. You can choose the amount you wish to give, either monthly or quarterly. And for your donation, you receive the message of the month, which is more than worth it each and every month. My podcast, video casts, and commentaries twice a month, more than worth it. You have access to over 122 discourses I've done for TV, covering the range from Khalil Gibran to Buddha to Jesus and his fabulous teachings, Nobody Likes You Anyway, the series I did on that, Passing Through the Fires, and what an authentic spiritual practice is really all about. All these things are there for you for being a sponsor. So if you're interested in serving humankind, helping us to help people, and helping yourself at the same time, I hope you will consider becoming a sponsor. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see support in the middle of the page. Just click on that. A drop menu will come down. And it will explain why support Aspire and how this all works. And you will receive a receipt for your tax-deductible gift, and everything will be wonderful. Lying. This is an issue that we now call spin. Our politicians all lie to us. Ministers. Well, sometimes, yes, they lie, and they probably know better or have their own doubts. We all lie. I've lied. Everybody's lied in their life one way or another. It's something we do, something that the human being does because it doesn't want to get caught with its fingers in the cookie jar. I know for myself it would be about not wanting to hurt somebody else's emotionality, but I've found through the years it is better to be honest with oneself more than anything else, and not to lie to myself, and for you not to lie to yourself. And then I understand why people don't tell everyone everything. You know, I really do. I understand the whole thing. We don't want to get involved in people's pain and sorrow, so sometimes we lie. They're often called white lies, but they're very, very painful for all of us. And can we take the truth? It really, you know, comes down to can you take the truth? And you know that people are not going to be forgiving because they don't really want to be forgiving. The capacity for forgiveness lies inside compassion and kindness, the living spiritual heart. And most people don't have that at all, much less are they interested in it. So there is a reason why I see us lying. So let's go on with this a little further. The first question comes from Doreen. We all have lied. I have lied. It is a shameful thing that we do and that I have done. Do you think Buddha lied and Jesus lied? After all, they were human too, right, Doreen? Doreen, I don't know these two men. I only know the teachings that emulate from them. I've never met either one in the flesh. So say to you, do I know if they lied? I can't say I know. Not at all. I can't say that. I no way can I say I know. Do I think they lied, though? No, I don't. I think there were things that Jesus and Buddha both kept to themselves and did not share with people. That would be, people would call that the lie of omission. Jesus said, I have things to tell you that your hearts cannot bear. Is that a lie? Is it? I don't know. That's a subjective thing, in my opinion. And Buddha, when asked certain questions, would not answer them, just would not answer. Is that a lie of omission? That's, again, a subjective thing. But here's how I take it, and I really liked your question. Doreen, there are certain things that we can't know because our psychology could not take it. There are certain things that my human heart just cannot bear. And I feel that sometimes in my life with masters who were enlightened that I have met, they weren't telling me everything. And I don't blame them for not telling me everything. I really don't. I don't see it as an issue. It doesn't bother me because I know that there are things that I wish I didn't know, and there are things that I can't know, and there are things I wish I did know, but I don't feel that they ever lied to me. It just wasn't my time. It wasn't my time to have whatever it is I was asking. Most people ask questions they can't handle the answer to. That's just a simple reality. We ask questions and say things that we want to know. We say we want to know these things, but in the truth of the matter, we really don't want to know, or we really can't handle it. So we kind of don't tell the truth on all of that. And I've been asked questions that I knew would hurt someone. So, you know, I experimented with it. I would tell them, and then they would blow up just like, you know, they would. And it didn't do any good. They just went nuts. There was no sitting down having a discussion about it. There was just reaction, reaction, reaction. And then there were times where I didn't say everything that I knew. And I have to keep confidences anyway because of my session work. But there are certain things I let out because it's in the benefit of all who are involved. Anyway, and that didn't work out either. So you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. There is no looking at this and saying, well, this is the way it is and this is the way it should be and this is an absolute. People want absolutes in their life. I want to know if I do this, this will absolutely turn out like that, guaranteed. And it doesn't work like that. Life is not something you can guarantee. It's not guaranteeable. And you have to understand how that all works and what that means. It means that you're taking a risk every time you take a breath. You're taking a risk every time you talk to someone. You ask them questions. People don't tell me the truth in counseling. Doreen, I sit there and half the time my intuition is going ring, 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 telling me, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. Though that's not true. And most of, I'd say, 80%. Of what people tell me in the counseling room when I'm trying to help them with an issue or a situation is not true. Some of it is a deliberate lying, and some of it is just speculation lying, and other parts of it is just the whole idea of how they see things, and it isn't true. So you start to look at what it means to lie. A problematic situation, and we lie about it. We don't tell the truth about what's really going on. And maybe it's because we want to spare someone's emotions. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's not. And either way, we're trying to avoid hurting someone or avoiding some emotional pain or sorrow, some emotional unnecessary crap that we don't want to take from someone for whatever reason. And it just goes on and on and on. It's called a human flaw. I personally don't have much of a problem with it. I just, when I catch people lying, I just let it go. I don't care. It is up to them. But as long as I know the truth in order to help them, that's the best I can do. And if that doesn't work, which 90% of the time it doesn't, then you just have to let them go, which is 100% of what I do. There you go. Doreen, thank you for your beautiful question. I hope it helped my answer. Please forgive me. Namaste. Lying. It's difficult. Here's the next one. I catch myself lying from time to time. I am not very happy about it, but I do it anyway. And when I do catch myself lying, I try to tell the truth and correct myself to no avail. Typically, it turns out the way it's going to turn out. And then he uses a word, well, I can use it, crappy. And this is from Alex in Alexander. I don't know where Alexander is, but he says he's from Alexander. I think catching myself in a lie or catching ourselves lying when we're exaggerating is a good thing. It's a very good thing. And if you can do it without shame and guilt, it even gets better. In India, when I was living there and doing my thing, Indians in those days, I don't know how it is today, but most of them are exaggerators, just absolute exaggerators. And they tell wild stories and all these things. And some of the Western students would look at it and go, God, they do nothing but lie. You know that wasn't true and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. But I took a different stance. I always listen to things from a metaphorical point of view. I think everything is a metaphor. That's the way I look at things. So when someone is lying or not telling the truth or exaggerating, I understand that that's their emotionality, coloring the situation, making it more than it was or making it more important than it needed to be, whatever it is. And this goes on and on and on in people. So I just kind of looked at it, and I look at it with human beings this way, Alex, and I just let them exaggerate. And I try to join in on the exaggeration by listening to it with enthusiasm. Oh, really? That really happened, huh? And I just don't care that they're lying to me because they don't think they are. And if they do, they're merely trying to entertain me. That's typically what I find. When you catch yourself lying, ask yourself a couple of questions. One, what am I trying to prove here? What is it that I'm trying to prove? What is my mind telling me I must do? And how must I prove myself in this given situation? Number two, what am I avoiding? What am I trying to avoid? What is it I don't want to see or I don't want to have experienced or I don't understand? What is it I'm trying to avoid? Now, most of the time, it's shame and embarrassment that we're trying to avoid. So that kind of gets into, oh, my God, if they really knew the truth, they would think less of me. And, you know, people are going to think of you what they think of you. You cannot worry about what they think of you. And I want you to hear me on this because it will help you. It really will, Alex. No one, nobody likes you anyway. It doesn't matter. They're either jealous of you, envious, or they're degrading you in their mind and thinking that you're not as good as they are. It's one of those two things that's never in between. Never. Because that would require deep compassion and love. The mind is always thinking pro or against. I'm either for you or against you. And that's the way people think. So it doesn't matter. And this is what I've learned over my many years of being a liar too, just like you or anyone else, I'm sure, that no matter what you say, you're going to be in trouble. People know when you kind of are looking at them and they know they've shot the blarney at you and you kind of don't buy it. And they know. It's the unspoken, you know. I know you're giving me the razz here, and I understand. But never think that you're going to win this game. Because no matter what you do, if you say, okay, I believe you, and you know you don't because it's obvious to you that it's not true, you're going to get in that thing that suspicion is going to be there. And now we've got a big elephant in the room that we can't talk about, blah, blah. So you have to gauge things with people and yourself. What kind of person do I want to be? Now, if you're the kind of person that, like me, you lay the chips on the table and that's just the way it is. And if you don't like me, you don't like me. And if you think you like me, give me 10 or 15 minutes and I can prove to you you won't like me. If you can just sit there and take it as it comes and not worry about it, because people are prone to hate, not to love. They are only prone to hate. They think in hate. They're looking for hate and they want to hate. They don't want to find love. And to be happy, they have to be better than you or better than. And that's just the way they live their life. So, I'm saying to you, don't worry about it. To thy own self be true, said Socrates. And I believe that that is one of the greatest statements he ever made. And he made a whole mess of them. And if you want to know more, check out A Life Worth Living. I did a whole series on Socrates. It's on the website at aspire.org under TV. Just click on it. You'll see A Life Worth Living. He talked about being true to yourself and that the only real meaning to our existence in this world is how true we can be to our heart, to our being. So, I have a saying. I don't have to be honest with you, although I do choose to be, but I don't have to be. I have to be honest first with myself. Then I will be honest with you because I see myself as you. I see the you in me. With all of this, responsibility arises and consequence that most people do not want to endure. When you're honest, you have to take the consequence of your honesty. And that does not mean you take bad things and take shame. People will shame you. They will reject you. They won't like you anymore. They think they live on higher moral ground than you do. Blah, blah, blah. And all of that is just not true. It is not true. So what you have to begin to recognize inside yourself is that if you have been true to yourself, if you have been kind, if you have been true to your own being, that's all you need to be. How they treat you after that, how they live their life as a matter of principle after that is up to them. There are people in our lives who we'd all like to have been more honest with, or we would have liked to have been more forthright with, but you couldn't because of the way they were built and the consequences of their beliefs and their actions upon us. So I understand, but to me, at this point in my life, it's worth the heat. And if they don't like me, I want you to, you know, you don't like me. That's just the way it is. And there's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. And sparing other people's emotionality for the sake of, you know, not wanting to get into the dirty mess of it all, I can understand. I can. And I see people do it all the time. It is what it is. It's a human frailty. I forgive it very quickly. I don't even care. What I care about is the person. And I often wonder, how did I put you in this position to make you feel like you had to lie to me? How did I do that? Was I not kind enough to you? Was I not compassionate enough to you? What is it about me that made you lie to me? And that's the way I look at it. It's in me that is the fault, not in the other person. And I look very deeply at that. And I never say, well, I didn't do anything. Yes, I did. I must have made you feel like there was a price to pay with me if you lied. And I want to take that away as quickly as possible, if you know what I mean. Please forgive me. Namaste. Never make a person lie to you. Never. Be kind enough, open enough, and beautiful enough on the inside to never force that situation. And don't assume you know anything, about whatever it is that made the person lie. Always assume, or excuse me, know that you don't know and assume nothing. Last question comes from Larry. My whole life, Greg, is a lie. Do I know what kind of man I am? Do I know what kind of person I am, really? Why is my life a lie? Tell me, Greg. Larry. Well, I think you're being too harsh with yourself. My life could be a lie. Yeah, anybody's life could be a lie. We thought we were doing this only to find we were doing that. We don't tell the truth here. We don't tell the truth there because we don't want to get hurt, or we don't want to blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on. I think you're being very harsh. Things change in our life. Nothing stays the same. Everything's in a flux. So if you take this attitude that your whole life is a lie, you're going to miss the truth. The truth of everything that is contained within what you call the lie. Don't be so harsh on yourself, Larry. Understand your emotions and how convoluted they can be and mixed up and horrendous. And don't worry about what they're all about, what they're doing. Just know that they're convoluted. Speak beyond your emotional nature. Speak beyond the emotions that would have you not tell the truth or exaggerate or maybe make yourself feel like, oh my God, if they knew how I felt, I'd be shamed or they would shame me. Just go beyond all of that. Move beyond it. And if you can do that, which you can do, moving beyond the shame, the guilt, the pride, the vanity, you will see a clarity. And in that clarity, you can live with yourself. You won't have to worry about living with others. If they don't like you, they don't like you. Most of us lie to keep people in our lives. And these people are people of the lie. And we keep them in there because we can't be alone. Can't deal with ourselves. We have disease, man disease, woman disease, where we just can't be alone. And because we have all this going on simultaneously, we will lie, cheat, and steal to keep people in our lives because we're afraid if we don't say what they want to hear and we aren't the person they need to believe we are, that they'll leave our life. And you know what? What kind of relationship is that? That's just like, you know, occupying emptiness. It just doesn't work. You go into a closet and sit there and live your life there, I guess. I don't know. To thy own self be true and let people love you or hate you according to the matter of truth that you can be with yourself and others. And I'd rather right now in this portion of my life, really, I've understood this very deeply. I'd rather have you authentically hate me for the truth than authentically believe that you love me for the lie. The word authentic is very important, and people need to understand this, and they don't because they're too busy worrying about what's right and wrong, who's in their life, who's not, what would I do if you weren't in my life, that kind of thing. And it gets kind of hairy and crazy. Nothing good comes out of that, and I gotta go. I hope that helped you, Larry. Please forgive me. Namaste. Woo! Thank you for this week, all of you, for listening. And I hope that the programs this weekend were of service to you. I really do. Be back next week and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Know that, well, I love you dearly, no matter what lies you tell. Please forgive me. Namaste.